song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I stand amazed.
Amazing. Amazed at your glory. Amazed at your love. Amazing at your power. It's just amazing to know that we're serving a God like you, who you have bestowed your love on us. We can love like you. It's amazing. Hallelujah. It's amazing, Father God, your power. It's amazing. Matter of fact, your grace is amazing. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. You amazing people that came from an amazing God. We're so happy to have each and every one of you. Hallelujah. It's just amazing how God put his righteousness within us, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to become sin, so we could become the righteousness of God. It's amazing to me how that we can be partakers of a divine nature. It's just amazing to me. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts today. We thank you for those that ask for prayer. Is just amazing, Father God, how you will answer prayer before we even ask. So I thank you, Father God, for everything. Your word says in everything give thanks. So we're real careful that what we ask you for. We're too busy trying to thank you, Father God, for your deliverance. Thank you for the things that we've asked you for. We believe in it, and we're believing it that it's coming to fruition. I just thank you, Father God, because we are the apple of your eye. I thank you, Father God, that we are sons and daughters of righteousness. I thank you, Father God, that you are the temple. We are the temple that you want to live in, Father God. And for that reason, Father God, we become the members of the body of Christ. So I thank you for reconciling us to a ministry of reconciliation. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be citizens of heaven, and we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's right now, not going to be. So I thank you for doing that for us right now. I thank you, Father God, that things are still in your control. Things are still following your direction, and everything's in order. So, Father God, we just put ourselves in agreement with you. And we say, Father God, thank you. Continue to guide and direct this program, Father God. And let those that have not heard hear today, those that eyes have been blind, let their eyes be open today. I thank you for it. These and all blessings we ask in Christ's name. And everybody agreed. They said amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Look here, brother and sister, yesterday we were talking about prayer, and there was a couple of things hit my spirit, because sometimes people have a tendency to ask for the wrong thing, and we cannot afford to ask for the wrong thing, especially we want our prayers to be in alignment with God. See, God's word has to become our food.
Okay.
We ought to be edifying him. We ought to be edifying him with his word. We ought to put his word before him. I said this several times, you know. I tell you, God appreciate us. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you offer praise, when you offer sacrifice, when you are praising him out of the abundance of your heart, because he is God, if for no other reason, he is God. And I'm really learning something about when we agree with him, that's all he's ever wanted us to do, is to agree with him. Because he already knows the way. He already knows the path. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He already knows which way we need to go. Listen, man, this stuff ain't complicated. It ain't complicated. All we got to do is follow the path that he's laid down. Mm-hmm. And if we just follow the path that he's laid down, we'll be in good shape. We're going to go back to Colossians 1. And I'm going to ask Pastor Shea to read it for us today. We started, I want to say about the 9th or 10th verse. Let's see here. Esther, she'll read it out of the King James and out of the Messenger Bible, if she'd be so kind. The 9th verse, so that's Colossians 1 and 9 through, yeah, 14, I believe. Or did we stop at 13? Where we stopped at, Pastor? You remember?
I believe it was 14, Pastor.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Pastor. Stand in agreement and the song. Amen. Reading from the King James. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every good kind of fruit. Let me read that again. And your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Amen. And the Message Bible. Okay, be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will and to acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. God rescued us from dead end alley and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of his Son he loves so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sins we were doomed to keep repeating. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor. Amen.
God wants us to know that we are not in the world, that our minds have been transformed.
Hallelujah.
And this is why it's so important, brothers and sisters, to do a Romans 12:1-2. Especially that second verse that said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, when your mind being transformed, you come to a place, you know what, I don't need to pray for faith. Especially when you read that scripture we just read, why are you praying for faith? So we're gonna dive into that a little bit, because I think a lot of time when you understand what he says to do here, he's praying for spiritual wisdom. That's what we need. We need the spiritual wisdom to understand the things of God, to get with it, to start agreeing with the things of God. I just love the way the Messenger Bible say to do that. Man, that's awesome, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
God have delivered you or he haven't. And if you've been delivered, brothers and sisters, through his love, through the working of a living spirit in your life, if you've been delivered, then let me tell you right now, you can be assured from this day going forward, you never have to pray for faith, because you are faith.
Okay.
You begin to live faith. Because faith is the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
Hallelujah.
And finisher of that. You have to pray for that. You have to be a doer of faith. You have to get into faith, but not pray for it. So why we don't pray for faith, you ask? See, a prayer for faith would be a prayer of unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
See, a prayer of unbelief has no grounds for an answer. The people who pray for faith always live in the realm of unbelief. Think about what I'm saying. If I ask you to give me faith in yourself and I have not known you for years, you would think it is an insult. So, the believer prayer for faith is an insult to Christ and the Father and the Father. And I get it, brothers and sisters. You probably like to think of that scripture in Luke 17:5 that talks about, Lord, increase our faith. And you probably thinking of the other scriptures over there where it says, what is it? Lord, help thou my unbelief. I get all of that. But that's not faith, though. That's not what he's asking you for. They ain't praying for it. To have it increase is one thing. But we're going to get into this, because a believer is one who Jesus says all things are possible. I think it's in Mark 9:23. Read that for us, Pastor. Because you don't want to get off into praying for faith, brothers and sisters. See, you want to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Because when you're a doer of the word, then it becomes a reality to you, because you're not a hearer. So you're not going to be deceived. But when you hear the word and don't do the word, then you're going to be deceived. See? So the Bible says, it's what Jesus says over there in Mark 9:23. Read that for us.
Okay, Pastor. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. If thou canst believe. Mm-hmm.
See, we're believers. We're believers. Him that believeth. That's what you are. You are a believer. The Greek word for believers means a believing one, continuing believing, then all things are possible to believers. Because that's what that Greek word means. It means believing one. See, the Jews were not believers. That's what you got to understand. The Jew wasn't believers. They were no real believers. As we understand this, the term... until the day of Pentecost. The disciples were called believers. Why? Because they was acting on the word of God. So Jesus urged the Jews to believe him because they were God's covenant people.
All right.
See, they lived a double, actually, when you think about it, some of them was trying to live double lives because of their past. Their past was a doubting generation. They doubted. So if you understand what John 6:47 says, and Jesus said, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth have eternal life.
Yes.
So you're saying he that's acting on the word of God is going to have eternal life.
Amen.
See, the believer has the, to me, a believer has the doubt has not. The believer has, and the doubters have not. Let me say that one more time. Mm. The believer has, the doubter has not. So therefore, the believer is a possessor or owner, and we are believers according to Matthew 17:19-20. I have pastor to read that. See, what I want you all to see and understand is the believer has, because you believe in, you acting on it. You're not doubting God's word. If he said it, as far as you're concerned, it's true. God don't have to prove anything to you. You just happen to be able to be part of that and receive it and act on it. So over in Matthew 17:19-20, read that for us, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen.
Yeah. You shall say, you shall speak. You shall speak.
Yes.
And tell it, the mountain to be removed hence and go over yonder place. In other words, go over there in Akron. Go over there in Cleveland.
Yes.
Go down there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe.
Yeah.
And you can't be a doubter. You're either a doubter or you're a believer.
Amen.
Because he says that nothing shall be impossible with you. So don't be trying to do something or believe something that, I mean, do something that you don't believe in. It's not going to work. Mark 11:23-24, Jesus gives this message. He says, verily, verily, or he says, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say, speak unto this mountain, be thy taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. So I want to put a point there, make a point there, because you got to learn to doubt your doubts.
All right. Come on now. Say that.
See, you have to do that. I can't do that for you. Your mother can't do that for you. Pastors can't do that for you. You have to be the one to doubt your doubt. You have to make that decision that, you know what, I'm doubting my doubt, but I'm believing God's word.
Hallelujah.
That's what this is about, brothers and sisters. This is about you acting on what the word of God say.
Mm-hmm.
See, the scriptures, well, I probably didn't finish that quote, but I live, Pastor. In Mark 11:23-24, can you be so kind to read that at the Messenger Bible?
Okay, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You said Mark 11:23-24. Okay. 20. Jesus was matter of embrace this God. Excuse me. Embrace this God life. Really embrace it. And nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake. No shuffling or hemming and hawing, and it's as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Amen. Praise.
Thank you, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, the scripture is not a believer, a child of God. See, it was a message to God, covenant people. But you ask God, you may ask, or you may say, why isn't it a message to us? Because you already blessed.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Think about that. Notice that he was blessing us. He blessing us with every spiritual blessing. Why, you got to ask for something you already blessed with.
All right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why we do that? That we are blessed.
Yes, sir.
Somebody asks you, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed. And then you turn right around at the next breath and doubt what you just said. Well, it's going to get better. No, you blessed, man. You blessed.
Yeah.
You need to be thanking God for it. Not asking him, but thanking him.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I need faith. Your faith is spiritual. You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I read that.
Okay, Lord.
Yeah, Pastor, read that Ephesians 1:3. I hate to say this stuff and not read this stuff, but I'm telling you, man, it's there. Blessed be the God of the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. See, she got in the Message Bible.
Okay, you want it from the Message Bible, Pastor?
Please.
Okay. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the highest places of blessing in him. Amen.
So, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So, why are you blessing for? Why are you asking? Why are you praying for something you already have? We're going to have to really examine that scripture right there. Because if he said you blessed, you ought to be happy know that God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us, that means he's given us something. What did he give us? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You got power that you haven't even used yet.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what used to tickle me? A lot of times kids get too much and they don't even know how to act. They had so many toys. This is back in the day. They get so many toys, they wouldn't even open up half of them to wait 6 months later. Half toys they wouldn't even open 6 months later. I'm telling you, brothers, you got so many goodies. You need to start opening them up. That's what you need to do.
All right.
That's what you need to do is open up some of them presents you got, some of these things you've been blessed with. He said every spiritual blessing, the word of God is spiritual. Your faith is spiritual. Love is spiritual. You got this stuff. Why are you asking for more? You already got the vibe, so grab it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You already got that little black doll you wanted. Play with it. Go ask God for it. You already got faith. He blessed you with it.
Thank you, Lord.
What you need to do is be praying like Paul did for other folks to get the doll, for other people to get the bicycle, for other folks. You know, that's once you get it, then you ought to be trying to asking God let Sister Smith have it. Let Pastor Marilyn, let Evangelist Renee, but bless her with the spiritual gift you've introduced me to. Bless them.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes,
that
Lord.
They'll come to that knowledge to know what they have. Notice that he has blessed us. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing that we are blessed. So he doesn't say that we are blessed if we believe. That ain't what he said. We are blessed because we are believers. Because you are a believer. You are not doubters. Yes. You are a believer.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why you're able to, when you pray, you don't pray that somebody get faith. No. You don't do that. I tell you what, over in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, I'm gonna have this scripture here, and you may put a pen there. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, well, read through the 11th verse, Pastor.
All right, Pastor. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. Okay, reading from the King James. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, and he hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Amen.
Amen. See, let me tell you what, the supply sent to the sower and the bread for food shall supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the fruit of your righteousness, ye being enriched in everything. In everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't get a chance. Read that from the 8th to the 11th verse, brothers and sisters. You don't want to miss that. God has given you everything. Because you're a believer. A believer has it all. All he has to do is act on it. The doubters question some things. Well, I don't know, you know. Well, that tells me you're not a joint heir. If you're a joint heir, you do like Christ did. You know, you're a joint heir with Christ. So whatever's in Christ is in you. Don't make me go to the scripture on you.
Amen, amen.
We're heirs of the children of God. Come on now. And joint heirs with Christ. And our spirit should bear witness of the word of God. Yeah, that's true. So I can just act on to ask God for it. Can you imagine Christ coming here? Now here you got the mind of Christ, and here you gonna talk about you gonna ask God. Let me see how to put this. I mean, you know, you're in Christ, and Christ being the author and finisher of our faith, and then you're gonna say, Lord, I need more faith. You need more what? What? My mama used to say, boy, you got all that food in your plate and you asking for more? Eat what's in your plate first.
Yeah.
It makes sense now. It didn't make sense then.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense now.
All
I was
right.
trying to get it because Randy them others has to. I want to make sure I get my part. God said, it's already, you got it in your plate. Just eat it. Eat what's there already.
Praise God.
Use what you already have. You got the word of God. That's your power. It's the sword of the spirit. Use that.
Yeah.
See,
amen.
Instead of just saying, well, he's given us weapons. But, okay, it's good to know that, but are you using them? Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to leave it right there. If anybody have anything you like to say, just press one. There again, I don't apologize for running over because I can tell you the days that I didn't run over. So,
amen. Pastor, I like to read those scriptures from the Message Bible. That's 2 Corinthians 9, 8 through 11. It kind of just says just what you had brought out as well. So reading from the Message Bible, God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the winds, giving to the needy in reckless abundance. His right living, right giving ways run out, never wears out. I'm sorry, never runs out and never wears out. The most generous God who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something you can then give away, which grows into full-form lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God. Amen. So I like that part right in there where it says that he gives something you can then give away, which grows into full-form lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God. That is just beautiful.
Amen. That's awesome. Yes.
Amen.
That is beautiful. Anyone else? Thank you, Pastor, for that. You
mm-hmm.
always share light on stuff. I thank God for you. But,
amen.
You know, I just got so caught up yesterday in that prayer thing until I had to pump the brakes and say, well, wait a minute. Don't pray for faith when you already
mm-hmm.
faith. How you going to pray for who you already is? Because your faith lies in Christ. Your trust belongs to God. That's where it says.
Yeah.
And then I hope I answer a couple of questions, too, that I was asked.
All right.
If it didn't, I'll probably get a call. I'll get a text.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, if nothing else, brothers and sisters, we'll see you all.